Okay. We're up to, we spoke about squeezing, the part of Dosh is called Mefarik. And we've spoken about squeezing fruits. And now, last week, we spoke about squeezing things where the juice is not intrinsic to the fruit, but things that absorb liquids, cooked or pickled things. And we explained how they fit in. I now speak about squeezing out liquids that are absorbed into cloth, paper, okay, not into foods, but into, what's it called, sponges, cloth, or whatever, and squeezing them out. Okay, now here there's two possible isurim. We're only going to speak about one of them, but we're going to mention that there's another possibility, and we'll just talk about that when we get to that malacha, whatever that may be. Sopping up liquids that can clean cloth with cloth, okay, is a separate problem, not to do with what we're talking about now. That is a problem of malabain, of washing clothing, cloth, okay, cleaning cloth. And the klal is that shriyoso hi libuno, kibuso, that soaking something in water or any other liquid that is that cleans cloth, right, what's it called, is awesome. Even just putting the thing or putting the liquid on the cloth, right, and soaking it is one of the processes of washing clothing, washing cloth. So when it comes to cloth and you are sopping up or squeezing out, shchita, squeezing out something that already had water in it is also part of the process of cleaning. How do you clean? You put water in the thing, right, and you squeeze it out. That's the cleaning process. And with the water goes all the dirt. That's called washing cloth. So either sopping up water or other cleaning products or squeezing them out after they've been sopped up, even if they were sopped up before Shabbos, both of those things involve a different malacha, which is a malacha malabein, which has to do with cleaning cloth. But it only applies to cloth, and it only applies to liquids that have cleansing power. But if you have wet red wine that's spilled, sopping it up even in a cloth is not cleaning it. You don't clean clothes in red wine, right? So that's not a problem. And what's it called? It also only applies to cloth, not the things that you don't wash, like paper. Right? Nobody washes paper towels, you know, and uses them again. You can't wash paper. So sopping up even water with paper towels doesn't apply to this. So we're only going to be talking about the malacha of mefarik, where the problem is squeezing the liquid out of the solid cloth, but not the cleaning process. So this applies to all liquids and to all materials, not only to cloth, but even to paper, and all materials, not only water, but any kind of thing, even if it makes the thing dirty. Okay, so what we're talking about, but you should realize that there are other problems that may be okay with where there's no cleaning involved, but if there's also cleaning involved, there may be other problems that make this awesome, even though it will be mutter with things that aren't cleaning or kinds of things that you're sopping it up with that don't apply to cleaning. Okay. We'll see. Well, that's nothing to do with this. We'll wait till we get to that. Okay. Now we're just talking about separating the liquid from the cloth or from the paper, right, as the prohibition of separating the liquid from the solid. Nothing to do with cleaning the thing. That's a separate prohibition, and that has its own halachas. Okay. So now halachas like this. First of all, it doesn't make a difference if it's paper or it's cloth, whether it's something that's water clear or something that's colored, that you can never squeeze out a liquid from a cloth or from paper towel or whatever. Even if you don't want the liquid, you want to squeeze it down the drain in order to make the cloth able to use again. That's still us. Even though we said by fruit, right, and by shlokos that are not normally squeezed for their juices, but you're allowed to squeeze it out. What's it called? Surely you're allowed to squeeze it out if it goes to waste. Here, the Rabbanan did not permit that. So you can never squeeze out a rag, a sponge, right, that has any liquid in it. Okay, that's for sure awesome. Even if your intention is not to get the liquid out and drink it or use it, but your intention is just to get the liquid out of the rag so you can use the rag again. So it's still awesome. That's for sure. Now, because we're afraid that you will squeeze out liquids from from things that you sock them into, okay? You're not allowed to mop up a spill, okay, unless, unless, first of all, none of the problems of cleaning apply, barring that. It's a paper that you're using, or it's a dirty liquid, or a colored liquid, which has nothing to do with cleaning. Then you're allowed to sop up a liquid that spills, as long as you can sop it up in one time. Otherwise, we're afraid that if it's a big spill and it's a small rag, and you have to keep coming back, you'll squeeze out the thing to come back with the same rag. So you can mop up a spill as long as it's not such a big spill that it will not be absorbed at one time by the rag you're using, or you use a lot of rags, and all the rags you're using will sop up that spill. But if you use a small rag and a big spill, and you only have that small rag, you can't sop up the thing because it's going to get very saturated, and you're going to end up either squeezing it out, or it's going to be impossible not to squeeze it out. Next. Therefore, you're not allowed to use a sponge on Shabbos because it's impossible to use a sponge even to put a slight amount of pressure. Usually, excretes the water, squeezes it out, and that's a psikration. Okay, because in any case you use a sponge, it's what's about psikration. However, a sponge with a handle or with a backing where you don't actually have to grab onto the sponge to use it, you hold onto the backing, then if you use the sponge in a very light way so you don't squeeze anything out, you just use it to rub the surface without any pressure, and it has a handle or a backing that you can hold on to, so you don't have to grab onto the sponge where it's inevitable that you're going to have some kind of pressure. Here, you don't have to put any pressure on the sponge. If you don't put pressure on the sponge, you can use a sponge, as long as you don't use it in such a way that it has to be squeezed out. Okay, that's only if it has a, also you can't use a bottle stopper that has something that's porous that can squeeze things out. When you put it into the bottle, if you use rubber, so rubber is not not porous, not absorbent. But if you use, let's say, something that's absorbent, use a cloth to stop up a bottle. So what's going to happen is this cloth is going to get wet from the contents of the bottle, and when you take it out or put it back in, you're squeezing out the liquid, and not only are you squeezing out the liquid, you're squeezing it out and saving it, because it's going back in the bottle. That's 100% awesome. So you can't use to close up a bottle anything that will become wet and inevitably squeeze the liquid out of it, either when you take it out or when you put it in.
A cork.
I'm not sure if corks are absorbent or not. If they are, then you can't use a cork if it's going to get so saturated that if you put it in, it's going to squeeze liquid out. If it's only going to on the surface, and when you put it in, that surface liquid is going to go in. That's nothing. We're talking about absorbed into the cork and squeezed out. I'm not sure if cork is absorbent or not.
Use a cloth.
Yeah.
Clean up a spill.
Right.
You didn't say that you can't do it because you have to have a backing on it. You have to pick it up.
No, because paper cloth is not something that is for sure going to be squeezed. It's not excretion. It's possible that if you don't let it become so saturated that it's impossible not to touch it and squeeze it out. Talking with, you have to be able to take up the spill where it won't become that saturated that it'll, that by just touching it, you're going to squeeze it. Then it's excretion. And that's awesome. But if it's not obsecration, right, in other words, you could touch the cloth and nothing will squeeze out of it, right? The surface water may come off, right, but it won't squeeze out of it, then you can use a cloth or you can use a paper. But a sponge is impossible to hold, the nature of a sponge is that if you have to hold on to the sponge itself, inevitably you're going to squeeze something out of it. It's just... No. That's okay to take out as long as it's not a secretion that the way you're touching it, you're going to squeeze it out. If you have a corner that you can hold and just take it away, it's okay. Now, what can you use in place of a sponge? What's considered a sponge besides a real sponge? So on Shabbos, you can use brushes or these kind of things that are made that are not absorbent. And I'll tell you in one second how to decide if it's absorbent or not. And things that are not spongy, where the water is not absorbed into the material, but it's absorbed into the thing itself. For instance, steel wool. Okay, steel wool you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, and because it's like a sponge. it's what's it called, the water is absorbed into it, even though it does not absorb into the material, because it's steel. But the things are made so close together that it's like a sponge. It clearly, right, functions like a sponge. The water is absorbed and caught between the things. On the other hand, if you have one of these stringy kind of things where the water doesn't get caught, it's not very compact, that will be okay. How do you know? What you have to do is wet it during the week and pick it up. If most of the water separates, just flows out of it, then it's okay to use on Shabbos. If most of the water has to be squeezed out to get the water out, right? Not that all the water comes out and it's dry. It still remains wet. That's water that collects on the material, whatever it is, plastic or nylon, whatever it is. But if most of the water remains inside, when you pick it up, it doesn't just flow out of it, right? A brush, obviously, with bristles that are far away, or one of these plastic pads or whatever that's with big spaces, if you pick it up, all the water will come out, except for the water that's stuck to the material, that's okay. But it's not going to hold the water in. But any of these other things, and there are a lot of things on the market which mamash serve as a sponge, and the water is trapped. And if you pick it up, the water won't come out. You can't use those on Shabbos. They're mamash like sponges. So it has to be hard material, plastic, nylon, it's hard, not absorbent itself, and it has to be made in such a way that the holes or the bristles are far enough apart that they don't hold the water, that the water would drip out of it by itself without squeezing it. That is the what's it called, the thing, baby wipes. So here it depends, what's with baby wipes? In this thing from Rabbi Ribiat, he is very machmir with baby wipes, but I know people, it really depends on the metzias. Baby wipes are like this. The ones at the top are usually less wet than the ones at the bottom, because the things go to the bottom. He used to say that therefore the ones on the bottom it's impossible to use without squeezing out the water. And those you shouldn't use. The ones that are less, you can use them, but don't put too much pressure. If you're too much pressure on what's on the inside, if you don't do too much pressure, you're basically using what's on the outside of the thing. You're not squeezing anything out. The water is on the, or the liquid is on the surface. You're not squeezing it out. You're just taking that liquid on the surface and using it. But if you squeeze hard, and because of that, it comes from the inside, that's a problem. Okay? He says just the opposite almost. He says the ones that are super saturated, there the water is mamash on the outside. So if you don't use too much pressure, all you're doing is taking the water off the outside. But the ones that are not so wet on the outside, in order to use them properly, you have to put pressure. And then what's coming out is what's on the inside. And that's awesome. So it really depends on the metzius. If you don't put a lot of pressure, and you see that the surface liquid is what you're using, then it should be okay. If you do put pressure, and you see that it's not the surface liquid, but when you squeeze it, what's it called? If that's where the liquid comes from, the inside of the thing, that's for sure awesome. So the best thing is not to use these baby wipes on Shabbos, because it's hard to know what the metzius is. And the best thing to do is to wet the baby and use some kind of dry cloth to wash, use your hand to put the liquid or whatever, and then use a dry cloth or whatever to sop it up with. Where it's so dry that there's very little liquid at all, and you're not squeezing anything out, that's for sure okay, but then what are you using baby wipes for, right, if they're so dry? So we used to say to leave it open a little bit, not to use the ones on the bottom, and to use the ones that aren't so wet. But according to him, that's even worse, because if you're using the ones that aren't so wet, you have to squeeze out to get the benefit. If you're using the ones that are very wet, you don't have to squeeze anything out. Again, it's really depends on the metzius. I've never really made a study of these baby wipes, and you can try yourself and see how it works, and do accordingly. But again, it'd be better to avoid the problem and not to use these baby wipes on Shabbos. Babies have existed before there were baby wipes, and they were taken care of very nicely. And you can find other ways of cleaning the baby without having to use something that's saturated with liquid to begin with, and clean the baby off after you wash them around with your hands.
Okay.
Ones that have sherim, you can eat. No, that say that it's okay to use our Shabbat. There are such things?
Yeah.
I imagine that the people who said know what they're talking about, right? Even though I have my doubts, since I thought I knew what I was talking about too, until I saw this, it said exactly opposite of what I said. So, and he supposedly researched it. He quotes, you know, 15 million Goyish people that he spoke to in the companies here that are involved with making these things and how they're made or whatever. You got to give the guy credit. I mean, I never spoke to Mrs. Tibbins about, you know, the baby wipe industry that she gave all the scientific information or whatever. I'm still not sure that that's the Metzius, you know, if that makes a difference or whatever. That what he says is, you know, holds water. That's a nice point. Lemaisa, what he says, you have to take into consideration.
What if you let the water dry out a little bit? They're not very wet.
Yeah, so then he claims that's worse. Because then if you use them, you're going to have to squeeze them and put pressure to get any liquid out. Because if you're not going to have any liquid, what are you using them for? Mm-hmm. Right? I used to say that would be fine. Because then for sure, there's nothing to squeeze out. If they dry out a little bit, if you take them and squeeze them in your hand, nothing comes out. Right? So it must be what's on the surface. He says, no, it's not true. It doesn't look like anything's coming out. But the mice, it's what you're doing is squeezing it to the surface. There's a capillary action. And if it can't squeeze out anything that would make something else wet, to make something else wet. In other words, if there's not enough liquid in there, that if you take it and squeeze it, it would take out a liquid that would go on something else that then could make something else wet. Right, then the chara, there's no squeezing. Squeezing has to be that you squeeze something. There's nothing tangible that you're squeezing. If it's that dry, so just a moist towelette, and there's nothing you could squeeze out that's noticeable, that should be okay, according to everybody.